Here at the Beringer Ingelheim Area Regional Control and Elimination Workshop for PERS, the third one that we've had here in Chicago. I'm speaking with Dale Polson, who is a member of the Area Solutions Team for Beringer Ingelheim. And Dale, one of the main things that we were talking about here, the tagline here for BI with this Area Regional Control is change the game. And we were talking a little bit about, we had a lot of presentations here on change management and how that can help in implementing these projects. Tell me a little bit about that and why that's important.
The idea of change the game is that we've got to do things differently to make progress, because we've been dealing with PERS for so many years and the progress has been incremental, you know, steps forward, backward. And so we just have to fundamentally change the way that we approach it, and that's where change the game comes in. And that's consistent with the idea of involving guys like Carl Aspler and Ryan Bracken with change management, because of their experiences in other industries as well as the pig industry, for applying the tools that help facilitate change management and making progress, doing things differently. We don't apply those methods basically at all in the pig industry. We've dabbled in them, but I think for effectiveness, we have to not dabble, we have to embrace and broadly implement. And so for that to happen, the idea is to involve guys like that to inform and familiarize us, so then we can recognize and commit and then execute on a broad scale. That'll help us be effective. And so change management, change the game, is all about becoming more effective, becoming better able to reach your ultimate objective, in this case, getting rid of PERS.
Now, I mean, even as resistant as people are to change, it seems like that this program has been amazingly successful in the last 3 years. What do you think?
That's why I like this this adoption curve, or this diffusion of innovations curve. You've got your bleeding edge people, your leading edge people, and then the ones that kind of come along once. And the success builds on itself. And success isn't black and white. It's shades of gray, even incremental. But I think that what we've seen is that people are starting to recognize that, hey, this is working better than what we were doing, and could work even better than what we've seen so far if we have more of it going on, if it's more widely disseminated, there's more areas involved. I think that it will continue to build on itself. But it is that kind of a process where it has to, initial successes, and then you see it build on itself.
Now, you and Jeff Zimmerman did a presentation here today in the workshop. Tell me about that.
What our theme was sampling with area regional control, but what we tried to do is to describe sampling not in the classical sense of pig and barn and site level, but say we've got to think through about how to take the sampling approach so that it's scalable and sustainable on the kind of level and at the kind of magnitude necessary for area regional control to be effective. Okay, like anything else, you've got a couple choices. Either you can not do the things that you know will work because they look too hard, or you can figure out how to make them easier to do and scale them so that they're effective on the kind of scale that they need to be. And I like the terms efficacy and effectiveness. Sampling at the pig and site level, it's been demonstrated again and again and again and again that it's there's an efficacy of sampling testing. But what we haven't been able to do is demonstrate its effectiveness on the kind of scale necessary for area regional control. And so I think that's what we're trying to do, is to demonstrate its effectiveness on that type of scale.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Dale Polson, a member of the Area Solutions Team with Beringer Ingelheim here at the PERS Area Regional Control and Elimination Workshop in Chicago. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.